Chapter 10. Looking Forward. All through England's history, small inventions, new things that people make, have brought big changes to people's lives. When William Caxton made the first English printing press in 1476, the country changed in many ways. Now people could get more books more cheaply, and so they could get information about lots of different things. Because of this, information also became more standardized. It was written down in the same way each time, which was important in areas like science. The printing press changed the English language too. At that time, people in different parts of the country used very different words, but William Caxton only printed books in standardized English. The spinning jenny, invented in 1764 by James Hargreaves, brought more important changes to England. With the spinning jenny, people working in their homes in England could spin cotton more quickly and so make much more. Other machines followed, and when steam power was introduced, cloth making became a proper industry. Cloth makers did not work at home anymore. They used big machines in factories in the cities. This was the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, and in 21st century England, people are in the middle of another revolution or great change, again started by several small inventions. One of the most important of these was the invention by the Englishman Tim Berners-Lee in 1990 of the World Wide Web. The World Wide Web has made it easier than ever for people to get information. Its invention is part of the digital revolution, which has given us mobile phones, computers, MP3 players, digital TV, and much, much more. The digital revolution is changing many things about life in England. We can now talk on the telephone almost anywhere, send messages quickly around the world, and see people who are thousands of kilometers away through our computers. Because of this, people can study or work from home more easily and work with people in different countries. We can shop and meet people on the internet, read books on our computers, and watch hundreds of different TV channels. And the machines we use every day, like radios, washing machines and cameras, are becoming better and cheaper all the time. But the digital revolution is also bringing new problems. Many people feel that modern technology makes life busier and sometimes more difficult. We can work wherever we are now, so for some people there is less time to think or to relax. Is it good for children to play computer games and watch TV so much? And are we forgetting how to meet people and make real friends because we talk to people through computers so much now? These are all difficult questions for England's future, and there are other questions we are trying to answer now too. For a long time, we have known that there are big environmental problems in the world. Factories, cars, and burning coal, oil, or gas for fuel all make our air dirty, giving us global warming. So now we need to find ways to help the environment. Many English homes and companies are already getting their electricity from solar, sun, or wind power. And the government is giving money to people who use these renewable energies, ones that can be used again and again. In the future, we will probably use less and less coal, oil, and gas. Many English people have been recycling more and more of their rubbish, and by 2011, they were recycling 40% of their rubbish. In the future, many people also believe that we will use electric cars more and other energy-saving technologies. The digital and environmental revolutions are changing England. England in 2100 will be a very different place to the England we now know. Will England have a king or queen? Will there continue to be big differences between rich and poor people? How many different languages will people speak? And will England have won the Football World Cup again? We cannot know. But we can probably hope that people will continue to watch Shakespeare's plays, climb the mountains of the Lake District, and visit the sights of London. And perhaps they will still say that England is a wonderful, exciting place.